Join us on Shifting with Shefali to connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Shefali will share her wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. Each show, Shefali will help you shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. A life where you shine in your magnificent brilliance. Shefali is a healer, intuitive coach, author, and entrepreneur, as well as the host of the popular global telesummit series, Awaken to Happiness Now. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio, where we connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Thank you for being here with me today, live or listening later. It is an honor and privilege for me to connect and be of service to you in this way. And, you know, today is a really special day, February 8th. You know, it's the beginning of the new Chinese New Year of Monkey. And it's also a new moon, the Aquarius new moon. So there's a lot happening energetically in the world. So I want to ask you, because there's some, you know, really weird and different energies going on, right? So are you taking care of yourself, right? Are you being kind to yourself? And are you being kind to others? So really, you know, February is about is the month about love, right? And usually most people express that in loving others. Romantic love, you know, love for children, you know, that kind of thing, right? But I want to ask you for yourself, how kind are you to yourself and others? We're going to include others as well, but how kind are you to yourself? And normally, you know, we are taught to be kind to others, but we're not taught to offer kindness to ourselves. Why is that? So sometimes society places a greater emphasis on outer work. And that is a good thing, but we forget about the importance of our inner work. And so I'm here to talk today about the inner work. So one of my friends used to say, and probably still does, that kindness softens the heart, right? So what does that mean? Kindness softens the heart. But again, he is talking about being kind to others and yourself. So why is it important to be kind, and how does that impact or affect our heart? So during our lifetimes, you know, we can experience all sorts of heartbreak or heartache, which can close off our heart or make it hard, right? And this is a form of protection so that we won't be hurt again in the same way. But when we do this, it makes it more difficult for us to receive the goodness, abundance, and love from the universe or spirit. It's always flowing to us, but we're not receiving it. We've closed it off. It's like, you know, the spout has been closed. So when we start to show and express kindness to others, and yes, it is much easier to show kindness to others than to ourselves, we start to experience more joy, more happiness, and we begin to be more open to receive more abundance and love in our lives. So the heart, you know, is all about giving and receiving, right? And the more we are able to give, the more we are able to receive. And the more that we are able to give to ourselves, again, to ourselves, the easier it is for us to receive. So the key really is to give kindness and love to ourselves first, and then give to others from the overflow of love and generosity that is flowing through us always. So I want to take a few moments to talk about, you know, where I was not being kind and where I shifted from being kind to myself, from not being kind to myself to actually being kind to myself, and what how kindness shows up in your life, right? So this is now 2016. You know, it's strange how time flies by so fast. But I separated from my ex-husband in 2010. I'm going to say 2010. And at that time, you know, I had been married to him for, or been together anyways, for like 20 years. And, you know, the marriage is okay. You know, he was a nice guy. He didn't beat me. He didn't drink. He didn't do drugs. He didn't, you know, do anything bad. But it was just not, it still wasn't a healthy relationship, right? Because I was not happy. He wasn't happy, although he would never admit it, but he wasn't. So how were we being kind to each other by staying in a marriage that was pretty much loveless, right? So how was that being kind to one another? It really wasn't. And we were staying together for the children, right? We didn't want our kids to be from a broken home. We didn't want a divorce to affect them adversely. And of course, for my husband at that time, it was also, what would society say of him? You know, he would be a failure because, you know, he got divorced, right? So that was a lot of that outer appearance. But when I made the choice to say enough is enough, you know, I need out of this, that was a point in my life where I started being kind to myself. I started to think about what I needed. And, you know, what it comes down to is this, yeah, some people will call that being selfish, but really what it is, it's about honoring who I am, respecting who I am, loving who I am, acknowledging who I am and what I need. And that is kindness. So, you know, where have you been holding back the kindness from yourself because of what people would say, right? So where have you made yourself wrong to please others, right? Instead of accepting who you are. So everywhere that you've made yourself wrong and been unkind to yourself because you are different than others, are you willing to let that go now? So I just want you to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And again, deep breath in and breathe in love and grace and breathe out those thoughts, feelings, and emotions and beliefs that you are wrong for being who you are. So just let those go now. See, so how does that make you feel now when I say that you can let those go? You can be kind to yourself. It's okay to think of yourself first, right? It's okay to think of what you need and putting your needs first. I'm not saying at the expense of your children and leaving them alone or neglected. I'm not talking about that, right? But I am saying what is important for you. So as long as the kids are safe, there's no safety issues here, you know, how are you being kind, right? And it's not just about the doing, but it's about how are you being in your life? Are you being honest? Are you being authentic? Are you being real? Are you expressing yourself in a way that feels good to you, you know, that feels true to you? So everywhere you haven't been doing that, everywhere that you've been stopping yourself from being completely and totally you, are you willing to let that go now? So yes, breathe in love and grace and breathe out all those thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs that have been holding you back from being who you truly are. So again, breathe in love and grace and breathe out all that energy, all that stuckness, all those feelings that have been holding you back from being who you really are. And, you know, honestly, for myself anyways, in my opinion, being in a marriage that is loveless, it's not really showing anything good, you know, to my kids. You know, it wasn't really showing them what really is possible. What it was showing them was you have to be stuck in a situation. And that's not what I want for my kids. For my kids, I want them to know that anything is possible. You know, choose what feels good for you. Choose what feels right for you. Choose what makes you happy. You know, what is expansive for you. You know, instead of what society and everybody else wants. You know, I want to tell you another story about when I left the government. It was the same sort of thing. You know, I was not happy in the government. Yeah, I had a great job, you know, steady income, not really strenuous work, just sometimes, but not really, right? But it wasn't what I wanted for my life. You know, when I thought about doing that for the next 20 years, it's like, oh my goodness, I could not do this for the next 20 years. You know, so when I got laid off, it was a blessing. It was definitely a blessing. It was a gift from the universe. But everybody around me was stunned, you know, because they're like, oh my God, what's going to happen to you now? Oh my goodness, you know, how are you going to survive? Oh, like, how can you leave the government, you know, and so on and so forth, right? So where have you tried to fit in with everybody else, even though your heart has been saying for you to go in another direction, right? So where have you tried to fit in with everybody else, even though your heart has been saying to go another direction? So where have you been unkind to yourself? So everywhere that you've tried to fit in because it was the right thing for everybody else, but putting your own self-interest at risk, are you willing to let that go now? Okay, so breathe in love and grace and breathe out all those thoughts, feelings, and emotions that keep you stuck and fit into the world and be like everyone else, you know, which is not being kind to you because it doesn't fit for you. So just let all that go. So breathe in love and grace and breathe out all those feelings and energy and stuck emotions that are holding you in place into a world and a life that does not fit you, that does not feel good for you, you know, that is good for everybody else, but it's not for you. So being kind means looking at your life and asking, what do I want? What makes me feel good? You know, what brings me joy? And choosing that, right? Taking small steps to choose that. So we will be back here on Shifting with Shefali in just a moment.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
I Hello, everyone. We are back on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Thank you so much for being here. So we are talking about love and kindness for yourself and for others. So I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about how you can be more kind to yourself. So what can you do on a daily basis, on a regular basis, to express that kindness to yourself? So here's a few ways that you can do that. So one of the ways, of course, is being grateful for what you already have. So you can write down three things that you're grateful for every day. And, you know, this is, I talk about this, I think, on almost every show, but it really is my number one tool in my toolbox. This will lift your mood automatically, absolutely. And also, it expands your heart, right? So it makes your heart more open to receive the miracles that are always around us that sometimes we can't see, right? So it's about becoming more aware of the abundance in our lives. So, you know, what I do is write down three things that you're grateful for every day. And, you know, I'm finding that writing them down in a notebook is actually better than writing them on a computer. There's something about the kinesthetic point of writing, you know, it really makes it more concrete, you know. So writing it down in a journal and then, you know, feeling in your heart what you're writing down, you know, the gratitude, the appreciation that you're feeling. That's going to, number one, lift your spirits. Number two, expand your heart. Number three, open up your heart to be able to receive more of the abundance and love and miracles that are always flowing in our lives. And number four, make us more aware of all of the abundance and miracles in our lives that is, you know, there all the time. And the more that we are aware of it, the more it actually shows up. And it's not about showing up. It's like, we just tend to start seeing it, and then we tend to start expecting it, and then we finally get to that knowing, you know, that this is true for me, you know. So the knowing that we are receiving, the knowing that we are in the flow of abundance, the knowing that magic is around us and within us everywhere, that is what happens, right? So being grateful, very important. And that is kindness. Oh my goodness. That is the biggest way to show kindness to yourself, to the universe, to others. Because when you, for example, are appreciating and are grateful for someone in your life, automatically that is sending them positive vibes and blessings. And, you know, that uplifts them, whether you know it or not, whether they know it or not, it doesn't matter, but it is going out to them. And, you know, we are all connected, right? So, oh, yes, very, very powerful. So that's number one. Number two is about meditating for at least 10 minutes every day. And so what do I mean about meditating? I don't, you know, for me, meditation is simply sitting down quietly or lying down quietly and being present, you know. So it's about connecting to your heart space and just being present, feeling that love, feeling that presence, feeling that oneness. For 10 minutes, that is going to rejuvenate you, revitalize you, re-energize you to continue doing everything else that you need to do in the day. And yes, I know we are all very, very busy. And where can we find 10 minutes? Well, you know, you can mix that in with going for a walk, right? So if you go for a walk every day, and that's going to be on my list as well, you can do a silent meditation that way just by being present. That's it. Right. So it doesn't have to be about chanting. It's not a guided meditation. It's none of that. You know, it's just about breathing and being present. That's it. So number three is keeping your thoughts and words positive. And that is being kind to yourself, because that self-talk, they become affirmations. Right. So the more positive thoughts and words we can have for ourselves, for our life, for everything else, that just gives us a whole new flavor of joy and love and kindness and generosity in our lives, you know, and it keeps us uplifted. And that helps our us to see more of the goodness in our lives, right? And when we start to see that and feel that, it radiates out to everybody else around us. And they start to feel it and they start to see it. And they are like, oh, I want some of that, right? So keeping your thoughts and words positive is really important. And yes, I know we have moments when whenever we're not having a great day or a great, you know, something goes out of whack, right? But the more we can stay positive, the more we can stay centered, the easier it will be for us. We won't react as strongly as we did in the past, right? So something else that you can do for yourself is to listen to inspirational, uplifting music or whatever makes you feel joy and happiness. Right, so I like to listen to classical music. It's so beautiful. I mean, the energy of it, it just takes me to a whole new level. And I, you know, I actually love devotional music. So Indian devotional music, I love. I also love, you know, biblical or like church music. I know I don't go to church, right? Because you know, I'm not really Christian. But anyways, but I like it. You know, it makes me feel good. So I like to listen to it. And so that strengthens, your heart muscles even more, you know, because it makes you feel something and vibrate at a certain level that is different than what you're normally at, you know? And so feeling joy, that is the true essence of who we are. And that's what we're all striving for in every moment, right? So that's important. That, and you know, when I'm talking about these things for yourself, what happens is that once you start being kind to yourself and doing these things for yourself, like I said, that will radiate out to everybody else around you. They will start to see how you are honoring yourself, how you are taking care of yourself, how you are doing things for yourself that make you feel good and you're happier for it. And you know what? Then they'll start to perhaps do some of the same as well. It'll just start shifting and changing everybody around you. So be aware of that. So number five is about doing exercise or walking or doing yoga regularly. You know, that is going to help you to discharge some of the pent up energy that's in your energy system, right? So for example, if we think a lot and we're in our head a lot, so walking and doing yoga is going to help to move that energy out of our head and our mind into our energy field so we feel more balanced, right? So it's going to discharge some of that excess energy that we don't need. So really helpful. And when you're walking or doing exercise or doing yoga, you can do that as a meditative exercise, right? So you can just focus on your breath, focus on your heart space, just be present. And that becomes a meditation, right? So two in one. Also, I'm going to suggest to drink more water. I'm always going to suggest this because we don't drink enough water. So drink more water, more water, more water, and eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, in the Western world, we're so used to processed food, right? Or just picking up something here and there. I mean, I'm guilty of that. I'm not a very good eater, I'll be honest. But if I have fresh fruits with me, yeah, I'm not really good with fresh vegetables, but if I have fresh fruits, I will eat those, you know? It's so much easier than other stuff, but drink lots and lots of water. That is going to help move the energy in your system as well. And as the energy moves, you will feel more balanced and more clear and more energized. And once you're more energized and you have more clarity, then you can ask yourself questions like, okay, what do I want to do today? What does my body feel like doing today? So some of the other things that I'd like to also share is about, you know, using essential oils. You know, so when I do my shows, when I'm meeting people, when I am going out to see a lot of people and so on and so forth, I use essential oils for different reasons. So when I'm meditating, I'll use a specific oil for that. When I'm meeting new people and I really want to be in my power, I use a different oil for that. When I'm meditating, I use a different oil for that. But all of these things, number one, I like them. I like them. Most of them, they smell really nice. And number two, they really affect your energy system really quickly. So they can help you to stay more balanced, more centered, more peaceful, whatever mood you would like, they can help you with that, right? And so that is a kindness to yourself, because instead of reacting to situations, you're taking it into control. You're like, okay, I'm going to stay positive today. So I'm going to be in a cheerful mood today. So I'm going to use this oil blend, if you want, to help you do that. Right. Until you get to the point where, you know, you don't need it anymore because you're always in that state. So that would be ideal. But essential oils help a lot. And that's kindness. And whenever you're using these tools and resources for yourself to stay more centered, to stay more balanced, to stay energized, to stay clear, that's being kind to yourself. And when you're being kind to yourself like that, you're really being kind to everybody else as well. Because let's face it, you know, sometimes when we're reacting, you know, we're not always in a great state of mind, right? And we may say things we don't really like or, you know, would regret later on. I'm trying to say this in a nice way as possible. So, you know, you can use essential oils. You can use crystals in your day-to-day life. There are so many different tools that I use, but I wanted to share those just for those of you who are listening. And, you know, sacred geometry. I use sacred geometry all the time. So that's a huge one for me. You know, it's like whatever tools I can use to make my life better. And that's being kind to me, right? So what can you do today to make your life a little bit better, to make your life a little bit easier, to make your life more filled with joy and happiness and ease, right? It's really thinking about what is important for you and what you need in your day-to-day life. And that is being kind to you. So this show is all about kindness, mostly about being kind to you and, you know, being kind to others. All right, so we'll be back in just a few minutes here on Shifting the Shefali on Om Times Radio.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. And so we're talking today about kindness to yourself and kindness to others. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, and I'm not sure if I can do this on the air, but we will try. We will just go with it and see what happens, right? So I am in the process of reading again, Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention. learning to co-create your world your way. And one of the concepts in here is about being kind, right? So being kind is, you know, how we react, of course, to others, but it's also how others react to us, right? So kindness toward yourself, you know, like I said, is so important. You know, there's, you know, like if we think about this in a really esoteric way, the universal intelligence that is the universe that we talk about, spirit, God, creator, created us, let's say, right? So we are a manifestation of that universal intelligence. We're a piece of that, right? A piece of God, or, you know, some will say, I included, will say, we are God itself. We are a manifestation or an expression of God. So we are God manifested, right? And so if we are God manifested, why would we not be kind to ourselves, right? God is kindness personified, right? So it's, you know, somebody once said to me a long time ago when I was saying a not nice thing, and they're like, don't say that. That's an insult to God. And it's like, really? But it's not about that, of it being an insult to God per se, but you are God. So how can you judge yourself? How can you say that you're bad? How can you be mean to yourself when we are here to exist and create and expand and express ourselves? That in itself is a kindness that we exist, right? So when you're kind to yourself, that will help you to connect more easily with God, source, creator, spirit, okay? So kindness is about when you see somebody and they're having a bad day, what can you do to make them feel better? And sometimes it's a matter of a smile, giving them a smile, right? Sometimes, you know, we have all heard the saying, pay it forward. So sometimes, you know, when you're at a toll booth or something, you'll pay for the car behind you. And the thing is that nobody knows when that's going to happen. Nobody expects it to happen all the time. And when it does, it's such a surprise and it fills that person with so much joy. And for me, it's about, oh my goodness, you had a choice of doing this or doing something else and you chose to do this. That is so kind, right? So it's about choosing kindness over the same old, right? So it's about choosing kindness instead of, I don't know, nothing. And I have experienced a lot of kindness in my life, and every single time I was just like overjoyed by it. It brought me to tears because it comes down to they made a choice to express that kindness to me. They didn't have to, right? So for that, I am so grateful. And it's like, oh my goodness, that was so kind of them. They didn't have to do that, but they chose to do that. So thank you, right? So that's what it comes down to, is that is about choosing kindness both for yourself and for others, how that can make a huge difference in a person's life. So I wanted to share a story from this book, and I'm not sure if I can do it justice, but it brought me to tears. I mean, I'm not kidding. I had tears. So I'll paraphrase it a little bit. But the story begins in Brooklyn, New York, and this little boy, Shia, I guess his name is, his father was giving a speech at a conference, and Shia is, I think, handicapped or something like that. They don't really go into that, right? But, you know, he says, you know, that when God brings a child like this into the world, the perfection that he seeks is in the way people react to this child, right? So, because sometimes, you know, people ask, why would God create something or someone that is not perfect, right? And so he had this statement and this story. So he said, one afternoon, Shia and his father walked past a park where some boys that Shia knew were playing baseball. And of course, you know, Shia asked, do you think they'll let me play? And Shia's father knew that his son was not at all athletic and couldn't play baseball, and they probably wouldn't want him on their team. But Shia's father understood that if the son was chosen to play, it would give him so much joy and a sense of belonging. And, you know, as a parent how important that is, right? So Shai's father approached the boys, one of the boys, and asked if Shai could play. And the boy looked around for guidance from his teammates, and he didn't get any. So he said, okay, sure, why not? We're losing by 6 runs anyways. And the game's in the 8th inning. I guess he can be on our team, and we'll try to put him up to bat, right? So Shia's father was ecstatic, and Shia smiled broadly. He was so happy. So he was told to go out and put on a glove and go on to play in center field. And then in the bottom of the 8th inning, Shia's team scored a few runs, but was still behind. And in the bottom of the 9th, Shia's team scored again, and now they had 2 outs and bases loaded and all that wonderful stuff. And then Shia was scheduled to be up. So would the team actually let Shia bat at this juncture and give away their chance to win the game? So that is a good question right there. Like, would they do that? Would they show that kindness to this little boy who they knew could not play baseball, right? But would they let him do that and probably lose the game? So, surprisingly, Shia was given the bat. And everyone knew that it was all but impossible because Shia didn't even know how to hold the bat properly, let alone hit with it. However, as Shia stepped up to the plate, the pitcher moved a few steps closer to lob the ball in softly so Shia could at least be able to make contact. The first pitch came, and Shia swung clumsily and missed. And one of Shia's teammates came up to him, and together they held the bat and faced the pitcher, waiting for the next pitch. And the pitcher again took a few steps forward to toss the ball softly toward Shia. And as the pitch came in, Shia and his teammates swung the bat, and together they hit a slow ground ball to the pitcher. Now, you know, so that was an easy catch for the pitcher, wasn't it? So the pitcher picked up the soft grounder and could easily have thrown the ball to the first baseman, right? And then Shia would have been out, and that would have ended the game. Instead, and I'm already getting choked up, I'm already starting to feel the emotions. So instead, the pitcher took the ball and threw it on a high arc over to right field, far beyond the reach of the first baseman. And everyone started yelling, you know, telling Shia to run to first. He didn't know what that meant. Never in his life had Shia run to first. So he scampered down the baseline, wide-eyed and startled, and by the time he reached first base, the right fielder had the ball. He could have thrown the ball to the second baseman who could tag Shia out, right? He was still running. And I'm already having a hard time reading this because I'm already feeling the emotions. But the right fielder understood what the pitcher's intentions were. So he threw the ball high and far over the third baseman's head. And so everyone yelled to Shia, run to second, run to second. So Shia ran toward second base as the runners ahead of him deliriously circled the bases toward home. And as Shia reached second, the opposing shortstop ran to him, turned him in the direction of third, and shouted, run to third, right? And as Shia ran to third, the boys from both teams ran behind him screaming. Both teams, you know, like, as you can tell, I'm like starting to choke up here. Shia, run home. Shia, run home. So Shia ran, and he stepped on home plate, and all 18 boys lifted him on their shoulders and made him the hero, as he had just hit a grand slam and won the game for his team. And that day, said the father softly, with tears now rolling down his face as they are down mine, those 18 boys reached their level of God's perfection. So God's perfection, what does that mean? It means being kind. It means showing kindness to those who, to anybody for that matter, but to those who least of all expect it, right? So that's such a moving story. And as you can tell, I'm all choked up. But, you know, kindness towards yourself is the same. It's about really showing that kindness to yourself. That's perfection in action. Showing kindness to others, that's perfection in action. That is deep caring. So why don't we do that? So this month, it's February, the month of love, and I would say the month of kindness. Why not share some kindness with yourself? Why not share some kindness with those around you, right? It could be little things. Like my husband just now, he made me a cup of tea because I was running late for this show. So he made me a cup of tea. And it's really good. You know, so I sent her a message saying, thank you for the yummy tea. It's really good, you know. But so he was kind to me by making my tea when he knew that I didn't have time. And he made it really good. And then I was kind to him by telling him thank you, by appreciating him for making it for me, you know. So how can you show your appreciation and kindness to others? And how can you show appreciation and love for yourself, right? So can you do something for yourself this month, this week? I'm going to say this week to really express that kindness to yourself. You know, there are so many ways that we can do that. And we forget. And sometimes, like I said, it's about smiling at somebody. It's about when someone is in line at the grocery store and they have less than you, why not let them go first? You know, that's a kindness. Just doing something out of the ordinary, but that is so ordinary. Why not, right? It could be, you know, buying somebody a coffee. Like, you know, when you go to Tim Hortons or, oh, I'm trying to think of a Starbucks, sorry. I'm trying to think of an American chain. A Starbucks, you know, pay for a coffee for the next person behind you, you know. Or say, you know, because they can hear you, say, you know, five people back, you know, pay for their coffee, whatever it happens to be. You know, here's $5, pay for their coffee, right? That's kind, and people don't expect it. So that will lift up their day. That will make them smile. That will make them wonder. It's like, oh, who did that? Why did they do that? That was so nice. Maybe I'll do something like that as well for somebody else. And it goes on and on and on. And you don't know how big of a difference that can make in someone's life. You know, I receive messages and emails all the time from people who say how much they appreciate the work that I do. And sometimes I don't know that I don't think I'm doing anything extraordinary, but they love it. They like it. So it's like, okay, good. Thank you. And I appreciate them sharing that with me. All right. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. I'll get myself together and we'll do some energetic processes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Good Hello, everyone. We're back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio, and we're talking about kindness. And so we are going to do a short process to really get you into that feeling and that expansiveness of your heart space, your heart center, your heart chakra. Okay? So just take a deep breath in. We're going to clear. Okay, so let's start off this process by first visualizing that we're standing under a crystal clear waterfall, and just let the water cleanse your body, mind, and soul, and this will help to cleanse and purify your energy field. So just imagine that the water is clean, it's clear, it's pure, it's warm or cold, whatever temperature you like. You're standing under this waterfall and the sun is shining down on you. You hear the birds chirping in the distance, and you smell flowers in the air as well, in the breeze. There's a light breeze, and it feels really good. So I just want you to take a moment and just let all of your thoughts, worries go, all your mental negative energy, all your mental self-talk, let all of that go. We don't need any of that right now. All the toxins of the day, everything, all the stresses of the day, let them all go down into the water, in the waterfall, down into Mother Earth, where these energies will be transmuted into love and support and kindness. Okay, so now just step out of the waterfall. And let's continue by taking a few deep breaths. So breathe in slowly through your nose to a count of four. And breathe out slowly through your mouth to a count of four. And again, breathe in through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. And one more time, breathe in through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. And now just center in your heart space, in the middle of your chest, the best you can. I just want you to focus on your heart center and expand out as big as you can. Just imagine that you're as big as the room, big as the house that you're in, the building that you're in, and even bigger. Just expand out a little bit more to be in the, as big as your neighborhood, and big as a city, your state, province, country, and even bigger. Just go as big as the world and just see yourself being as big and bigger as the earth. Okay, perfect. So now I'd just like you to connect into Mother Earth, to the core of Mother Earth, to the crystalline core, the heart center of Mother Earth. And you can imagine that there are roots growing out of your feet and out of your tailbone at the base of your spine, at the root chakra. You can just imagine that there is a root growing out of there, going deep into the ground and out of your feet, deep into the ground. Deeper, 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 down to the heart of Mother Earth. And just feel that connection, feel that stability, feel that unconditional love, feel that support, and bring that up through those the roots, up, up, up into your entire being, into, and settle into your heart space. So bring that energy up into your heart. We're also going to connect into Father, Son, Creator, Source, God, Universe, high above the blue sky and white clouds, high up in the cosmos. And you can just imagine that there are roots, sorry, hands reaching up in the sky. They're like branches of a tree, and they're reaching up, 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 high. So connect into Father, Son, which is behind the great central sun, or into the cosmos, and feel that connection of bliss, of joy, of oneness, of expansion. And bring that energy down through those branches, down your hands and arms into your heart center. So energetically, We are now connected to the heart of Mother Earth and to the heart of Father Sun. Now, I want you to think of a memory or a feeling that brings you joy. It could be a memory or feeling regarding your child, your spouse, being at the beach. It could be how you feel when eating cotton candy and going to the fair, or eating chocolate or ice cream. Any feeling that makes you happy and makes you feel light. Just think of that, imagine that, visualize that. Now just breathe into this feeling and imagine your heart center expanding, 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 filling up with this energy, this joy, this happiness that you're feeling. Take a deep breath in just to really anchor this in. Beautiful. So now how does it feel in your body now that you have connected to your shine signature, your core, your essence, your beingness? Focus on your heart center and take a deep breath and notice the difference that you feel now, because there is a difference. And from this beautiful space, I invite you to send out blessings to your loved ones, your friends, your family, and to yourself. And I'd like you to see yourself receiving this love as well, and these blessings as well. See them coming back to you, back into your heart. And know that you are worthy, deserving, and loved. So I just want you to take a few more deep breaths and to start to feel your toes, your fingers, and be aware of your body. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and just enjoy this connection. Enjoy this spaciousness. This is who you truly are. This is joy, right? This is shifting in consciousness, shifting your vibration, shifting your energy. This is Shifting with Shefali. So I just want you to experience this expansion of your heart center and know that you can come back to this place, to this state, to this space whenever you like, at any time. There's no restrictions. There's no rules, right? Anytime you can come back to this because you've done this once, it's always available to you. And in another time, dimension, space, reality, you are already there. You're already doing it, right? So I encourage you to rest in this space as often as you can. You know, every time you go through a doorway, for example, connect into your heart space, right? Or every time you pick up your cell phone, connect, take a deep breath in and just connect to your heart space. Or every time you answer the phone, connect to your heart space. Like anytime you do some repetitive motion or repeated action in a day, connect into your heart space. And so, you know, we're talking about the heart chakra and how important that is. So I invite you to also take a look at, you know, finding out more about opening and healing your heart in my new 7-week live program, Chakra Superpowers Program. So you can find out more and jump on this offer to heal and balance all areas of your life to manifest abundance and prosperity by going to shefaliburns.com/chakra superpowers. Or I think it's just superpowers. So shefaliburns.com/superpowers to find out more about this live program that I am launching right now. To really help you heal and balance all areas of your life to manifest abundance and prosperity. And I have the unique ability to connect in to both the ninth dimensional energy of the Ascended Masters and planetary energies to bring in crystalline light healing energy, which helps to reconnect you to source, spirit, and helps bring all of your chakras into balance. And when your chakras are in balance, you get to really be in that state of abundance and joy and peace and calm, right? And to really manifest what you desire in this reality. So I invite you to join me so that we can fully embody these superpowers and live a life filled with love, peace, joy, abundance, and happiness. So this has been a fabulous show today, talking about kindness, kindness to yourself, kindness to others, and loving yourself, accepting yourself. So I invite you again to do one thing this week to be kind to yourself, right? Be kind to yourself and then express that kindness to others as well, whether it's appreciation or doing something nice, or smiling, you know, paying for someone's coffee, paying it forward, whatever it happens to be. What can you do this week to be more kind to yourself and others in the process? And that will help to open up and expand your heart center so that you can receive more in your life, more love, more abundance, more prosperity, more miracles, and more grace. So let me know how that goes. You know, I would love to hear your stories about what you did this week to share and express that kindness with yourself and others. All right, thank you, everyone. Have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week.